Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Outstanding.
Check, one, two. Check, check, check. Check, 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 one, two. Check, check, check.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in five, four, three.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
Yep.
Roger Scott.
Present.
Justin Moore.
Justin!
Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn. Arkansas's only casino resort.
Oh, from the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
And then we'll let the poor boy down. All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it.
USA, USA, USA.
Is the business we've chosen.
You gotta be kidding me.
So Terry.
Go to the phones real quick.
Bradshaw.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's Tuesday.
Joe Klein right there.
I don't do it, brother.
No, no, Corky.
You blew it! In 13 minutes, he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing old chariot, come down, ease the taxi to the terminal zone.
Obama!
Put your engines and cool your wings.
Now let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Yakshimash!
Yakshimash!
And the folks back home, this is the promised land.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopie Suey! Los Angeles!
What's up, tour guide guy? Tour guide guy?
I like it a lot.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Tuesday, August 11th.
Yes.
Interesting. August 11th, 6:11. Oh, it's a good start to the day, Roger.
Whoa!
111 today with a heat index. I don't know. Maybe so. I'm not sure.
I don't understand.
Good morning, Roger.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good, Bubby.
Good morning, Christian Weaver.
I said, how are you?
I said, I'm doing great.
Okay, good.
So you didn't hear me. Christian Weaver with the hair down.
What's that,
Joe? No, you got to hit the buttons, man.
Joe.
Come on, let's go. Hit the buttons. No,
I'm
come
out
on,
of program
man.
For some
I know.
Reason.
Come on, let's go.
They just push buttons in here.
Listen, if that was a kickoff, we'd have a turnover right there, right off the bat.
So guess what? You know what that tells me?
I got timeout.
None of your Los Angeles has came through. Let me hear them real quick.
Oh, wow. The one
from Los Angeles.
And?
Los Angeles.
Strength and Honor didn't come through.
Yeah,
Strength
right.
and Honor.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. Yeah, the hair's down today. How
it
often
is.
Do you wear your hair down?
Not that often.
Christian Nichols.
Let it breathe a little bit.
Huh?
Yeah, usually I take a shower at night instead of the shower in the morning because of waking up so early.
Uh-huh.
And it usually doesn't look super presentable in the morning.
Gotcha.
Time,
so. Today, as always, we'll have... we'll have our special guests. I'll mention them in just a second. But it's National Presidential Joke Day. I don't know what that means. Roger, if you got a presidential joke,
no,
bring it.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I don't know if that's because of what Reagan did on this day.
Yeah, it was. It's that? Funny. It may
so
be.
I don't
this
know.
Is the day
I don't know.
He said he's getting ready to bomb Russia.
Right,
that was
right,
in the
right,
80s.
Right.
I got the date on that. Right. Yeah, that was a funny deal, although the mic picked him up and it didn't go over so
then,
well.
You know, reading a little bit more and seeing how Russia reacted to all that.
Who was the head of Russia at that time? Was it Gorbachev?
Gorbachev?
Wait, he got there.
Would have to be, right? Yeah,
I can't remember.
So.
Did Gorbachev do the whole Reagan era? It seemed like it was Brezhnev before him, right?
I think Brezhnev, yeah, but I don't think Brezhnev was around with Reagan, was he?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. Today's also National Sons and Daughters Day.
Yeah, man.
Christian, you've got a couple, and Roger's got, three altogether.
Yeah,
got a couple boys
yeah,
and a
yeah, yeah.
So for all you guys out there who have sons and daughters, more power to you.
Amen.
Today, Razorbacks continue to do their practice on the hill under very hot conditions. I know everybody here in Arkansas is dealing with it, so just got to be careful. You know, we were talking about the kid who found, not only are you dealing with 100-degree heat, you're dealing with water moccasins in your helmet. That story started making national news yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of things on a local level. Roger, I don't know if you saw it, but did you see the 109-year-old lady, a whittling fiddler, a Violet Brumley Hensley, died in Yellville. She was 109. So this is what I didn't understand. She celebrated a celebrated luthier and fiddle player. What is a luthier? Does anybody know what a luthier is?
You've got me there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it. It made her first fiddle when she was 15 and created 73 over her lifetime. She apparently took her talents on TV with appearances
A violin maker, a luthier? I don't know.
Well, she's a celebrated luthier and fiddle player. It could be. I didn't know that you would.
The modern definition is it covers makers and repairers of both bowed and fretted string instruments.
How about that?
So
how about
cellos
that?
And all that?
Yeah, she's a luthier. Never heard that.
Ukuleles.
But even bigger than that, she was 47 when she began performing in public. So she was born in, I think, 1916.
She got a late start.
She did. It was at the Turkey Trot Talent Show in Yellville. She goes on to play numerous other venues around the state for 50 years. But also, she took her talents, Roger, to TV with appearances on the Beverly Hillbillies, Captain Kangaroo, Live at the Regis, and Kathy Lee, and others. I hate that I'd never have seen her. Because, you know, yesterday also I brought up on Drive Time, I brought up the Morgana story. I didn't bring up that yesterday. Did you happen to hear that?
I did not.
Wait till you hear what Rick Schaefer did, a funny one yesterday. A little off color, but a little pushy, a little edgy for Rick.
Off, what would you call it?
A little edgy.
Yeah.
Little, it's not off color.
Off character?
About Morgana.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? It's a great story about Lou Holtz and Morgana. You remember Morgana as Christian? We missed that yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, she's the kissing bandit, mm-hmm. but she's known for something else, physical attributes that Rick talked about yesterday, gave it a sort of a
he's a man.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, also, too, on the national level, you had apparently the trial for Tupac's killer goes on. That was back in 1996. Like
30 years later.
Yeah, but they got this dude who looks like he's, you know, he's yeah, I don't know. He looks like he's ready to be retired. He's getting tried for it. He's not even the one who killed him, right? He's the one who apparently ordered it. Do you know that?
Is it Suge?
No, Suge is, I think Suge is supposed to be testifying, but he's not going to do it. But it's a 63-year-old deal. Dwayne Kefe, D. Davis, is pleaded not guilty. Yeah, apparently he ordered it. Also, I don't know this. I didn't watch this show, Roger. Ben Jones, who played the good old boy mechanic in the Dukes of Hazzard, died of 84.
Was that Cooter?
Is it Cooter? It's Cooter. Cooter Davenport.
So, I think he was a politician after a while. You know, like Grady or whatever his name was on Gopher, on Love Boat. I think he became a politician, and I want to say Cooter ran for office of some kind. I'm not 100% sure. How old was he?
He's 84.
Ah.
Also, Roger, too, I was looking at, we know that Roger Staubach was your idol in the pros. Who was your idol for the Razorbacks growing up? I can't recall. I know Tommy would talk about Chuck Dykus.
You know, I get my first quarterback that I remember was Joe Ferguson.
So that was your sort of first idol?
Because of the Razorbacks, yes. But, I mean, I remember Ike Forte and Ben Cowan and those guys.
Yeah,
so all of those guys were there.
That's all 70s. 70s. When you were first sort of learning
about
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about you, Christian? What was your first go-to a pro guy and college guy for the Razorbacks?
First go-to pro guy?
Yeah.
As a Washington fan, it was probably Clinton Portis.
Okay.
As a Razorback, it was probably D-Mac.
Well, you know, and I guess that's the same way for Justin Moore. You know, that's the, here's the deal, Roger, and I never had one. I never had a college, somebody look at, because I grew up in Florida. The Gators weren't that good. Miami wasn't that good. Florida State was just coming on to be, and maybe, probably with guy, you ever heard of Ron Simmons?
I can't say
Christian, you ever heard of Ron Simmons? Ron Simmons went on to become a pretty well-known wrestler in the WWE.
No.
And so I really didn't have, you know, here in Arkansas, that's one of the beauties of the Razorbacks is that people get a chance to, you know, see and follow somebody gets a lot of attention. Where I was, you had, you know, Auburn, Alabama had everybody sort of trying to.
Who's a 10-year-old Razorback fan's idol now?
Boy,
who's their first Razorback?
Boy, that's a great question.
Well, that's a great question. We should ask everybody.
Would it be Hunter Henry?
Maybe too old.
I don't know.
That's too, you may be right. You may
Is
be
it
right.
Traylon Burks.
That's probably it. Well, you're so young, too. You would have just, he's 6 or 7 years old. If it's 10 years,
okay, we'll move it to like 12 years old.
You know what? But a lot of it has to, I don't know how good we were in that decade, in that dozen years.
We haven't been.
So that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, and winning breeds, you know.
Right.
Well, you got three times. Houston Nutt was on campus. You see that yesterday? First time he's been back since he left. I think this is the only coach to invite him. How about that?
Nice.
Some coaches get it, don't want that. I think it's a good idea to bring him back. Of course, you know, he hadn't, for years there, a lot of fans, you know, are mad at him. And I think everybody's at this point just sort of, hey, man.
Mad a lot of people. We're mad at Eddie Sutton, too.
Yeah. And so.
Mad at Nolan Richardson, too.
Yeah, he came back, was on at practice yesterday and said some good things about Coach Silverfield. But, you think about it, you got three stages. You got the Houston Nutt stage. You got the Petrino. What was it? 3 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you've got the dark days that had, like, Bielema had a good year, Sam had a good year, and that was it. I mean, so you're right on Burks. If you're a kid, he was fun to watch. He was, sure. If you're a young kid growing up, he'd have been. And then
Who had him? Did Sam have him?
No, Morris then Sam
White. Yeah, Morris and Sam.
Yeah.
But really, was it Morris? No. It was Sam.
Was it Sam the entire time?
Wait a minute. Or
I
was
think
it?
Morris got him for 1 year.
It was K.J. Jackson. Remember K.J. Jackson threw to him against Alabama? K.J.
Jefferson.
Yeah, threw to him against Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
so
that's
that was
it.
So that was
Bielema. You know, and maybe because his pro career has just not been, you know, stellar.
That's right. So what if you had to pick one off the, for the Petrino years, who would it be? Tyler Wilson? Well, Ryan Mallett.
He had
Joe Adams.
Absolutely.
That was fun to watch. Yeah.
So if you're a kid, then you did have in the Petrino years.
In Petrino, sure.
If you were 7 or 8 years
old. We were winning.
If you were 7 or 8 years old. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
you were winning. But so, I don't think in the, I mean, after Petrino, again, how many winning seasons? And,
Who did you say, again,
For the Petrino years?
No, for who did you say, Christian, for your Razorback player?
Oh, my Razorback would be D-Mac.
Yeah, D-Mac. Yeah, anybody between the ages of 30 and 45, it would probably be D-Mac, right?
Now, why are you bringing this up?
I was looking through, and something hit me last night. They were talking about their idol.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I didn't know it was so, because I like that topic.
That's going to be our question today, by the way. Growing up, who is your first Razorback football idol?
And I think, you know what? I think you've got to put, if you're going to go decades, and you don't have to go back as far as our decades go, if you go 70s, 80s, I don't know if you start the 90s, if you go 90s, 2000s, 2010s, or whatever it may be, and then other, but I'm just thinking, that's a great one. That's
who
a great
would the
one
90s be? Would it be Lucas? I mean, who would?
Think about the 90s. You really, that was a struggle bus decade until the end when Houston came in. Remember the Danny Ford? Sure. What's his name got fired? Jack Crow.
Yeah.
So you had some guys that were good, but until Houston got there with Clint and Lucas.
If you're that age,
you know, or Barry Lunny.
Sure. Somebody's going to know.
Barry Lunny could have been.
Early 90s, you had Quinn, though, right?
Yes.
I'm anxious to hear.
One of the other reasons I was trying to think how I got on this last night, I don't remember now what it was. I was thinking about Billy Ray. I've had a lot of people tell me.
He was one of mine too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people go, Billy Ray was my guy, was my idol growing up. Okay. And it didn't even matter if you were 15, 16.
No.
You know, when I was playing, you know, I was 18, but I had this All-American, and so it made sense if you were 13 or 14 that Billy Ray, because he was a great player on defense.
Hampton before that. Look at those guys.
Hampton, to be honest with you, you know, Hampton wasn't, he was an All-American. I don't know if he was was he an idol guy? Was it really more Cal?
It was part of the team. Cal
was probably a bigger star a kid.
No doubt. And Ron Calcagno.
Do you remember that? You'd have been 15, 14
no,
or 15.
No, Ron Calcagno is still, I still see Ron Calcagno.
Yeah, you think of, that's right.
I still think of him as that's my guy. But I remember Ferguson as a kid.
Well, so you had the transition from Ferguson and Ike Forte, and who's the other one?
Ben Cowan.
And then you make that transition into Cal and... who was the Orange Bowl MVP?
Sales.
He replaced
those guys. Forte, was he
suspended or did he get hurt?
Those three guys did. Yeah, he and Bobo. And Bobo was Forte.
Forte got suspended.
And Cowan's too. I mean,
both of those guys?
He didn't play.
Yeah, but both of them?
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. There was three of them. Muskie Harris.
Well, Cowan's and Fort, both
That's why Roland Sales was in there.
I knew, but I didn't know both of those guys. The point of it is, if you're in that age group, I
want to take away from Brad Taylor being a super.
Brad was a popular
100%,
one. Jericho was a very popular one.
I just remember I was King seven in the 1970.
When you're younger, you have more idols.
And remember, we didn't have that many games. I mean, I remember my brother Larry listening to the Razorback basketball games on a transistor radio.
Yeah,
and I'm watching a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so I'm having to do other stuff.
So the two things I was trying to think how I got on this. Two things. One is I've had a lot of people tell me, and I've read where Billy Ray was my boyhood idol growing up watching Ray. And then the other one was last night. I called into Randy's show, and I said Ray was doing the show. I said, Ray, you've got to tell the Morgana story. Anyway, it just got me hitting, and we'll tell that story a little bit later with Rick. But anyway, it just got me thinking about. Anyway, 661-1037. Here's one. I'm 50, and Shebess was my favorite growing up.
Shebess was fantastic. Listen, there's no doubt. And then it also didn't hurt that the Razorbacks that played at that time went on into the NFL. Gary Anderson was a major. I mean,
he could have been a bigger star.
But he also went to the NFL. Billy Ray went out to San Diego, and all these cats that did that. I mean, any pride that we could take in the Razorback.
And we were pretty good back then. Obviously, here's one that says, Baz, my guy was you, Baz. You know what? Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. You know what? There's some young kids out there remember old 53 out there.
I remember you.
Around.
I didn't want to say it because then people start going stand up.
someone said Quinn Grovey in the 80s. Scott Bull. Here's one, Scott Bull.
Scott Bull, of course.
Barry Foster.
Yes.
Here's what Kitten the Rock says. It was good to see Coach Nutt and Coach Silverfield interact. Coach Nutt with a big smile. I think is his approval of where things are now. To me, they have similar personalities, but Silverfield seems to have more attention to detail. I like it. Go Hogs. Yeah. He's not. You know, he doesn't have that. What would it be? The bravado, the
rah-rah
that Houston doesn't.
Nobody.
Not everybody does that.
Nobody. We didn't have that. He was the only one that did that. Hatfield wasn't that way.
No, nobody was.
No, no, he was a different cat, and but it wasn't to me. It wasn't Hugh Freeze phony.
Yeah, I got
and
you.
And no disrespect to Hugh, if his family's listening.
Here's one. As a 41-year-old, my first Razorback hero was Barry Lunny Jr. I was 10 years old when he led the touchdown drive to win at Alabama. Remember that game?
Yep.
Then once Sterner came to town, he became my guy. 98-99 was so much fun.
Listen, Matt Jones, Sterner.
Here's one. Ish Ordonez. How about Ish? I saw his former wife the other day. I was at the Watermelon Festival. We were doing the show. She walked by. I knew, recognized her. She goes, I'm Ish's ex. So, Bill Burnett.
Yeah. Listen, we had those guys. Look at the kickers that we had. I mean, we had Steve. I mean, Steve Little was a hero.
Yeah. He was.
Well, of course he was. I mean, he was winning games. He was a weapon.
Here's one
was Ish.
I was number 81, James Shebest, in the front yard. Remember, we would go in the front yard. Bill Burnett, obviously this guy from the 479 is an older guy. And Martin Terry, basketball.
What's our guy's name that was a kicker and a punter that played for the Skins? We saw him.
Steve Cox.
It's Cox.
Yeah. Here's one. I'm 62 years old. Dickie Morton. You know, nobody talks about Dickie Morton. Nobody talks about Dickie.
Morton.
He had a lot of records there for a long time. He was a sort of a stocky white guy from somewhere in Arkansas, but put up big numbers in the 70s under Frank. Light Horse Harry, what's his last name, Roger? Light Horse Harry, oh my gosh.
You're not told
this
me
is
that.
A, from the 870s.
Harry Jones.
Very good, Roger. This guy's 69. Jerry Eckwood.
Oh, there is Eckwood. Let's see, where was Eckwood? What year was he?
He was 70s, too.
Okay.
That's some really great running backs
was
in the 70s.
Cowan's Eckwood and Forte, were those the guys gone? Was Bobo?
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there were two stars that were gone. No, there was one for sure.
Well,
I didn't know there were two.
Roland Sales does not run the ball and get the record if any of those guys are playing. Somebody correct me if I'm not going to look it up because somebody's going to have to tell me. And it may have been those three.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, somebody will send us that here shortly. Here's one. I'm 31, and it's Matt Jones for me. 31. That's pretty young for it to be Matt Jones.
Well, no. What year? You go back 26 years. That's 2000. So that he was five.
Yeah, okay.
In 2000.
Maybe even seven. Not too bad.
I don't. I watched Razorback games sparingly when I was probably 6 or 7, but I think the first season I really got into was maybe D-Mac's freshman year.
Well, too, you know, another thing, too, that, you know, the difference now, guys, between back then, you've got more games on now to see. Back then, you would be lucky to get them on. You had to go see them.
Dude, we saw two games. We saw Arkansas, Texas.
Yeah, and maybe one other.
And maybe a Thanksgiving game, maybe with A&M or Houston.
And I think by the time I was playing, Roger, they started adding a few more games. We had a few more games. It started becoming more regular.
Well, whenever the lights got up there, you're able to.
It's just not like it is now where every single game is televised. In the 70s, was not. The 80s, you started getting more of them. Here's from Kevin. Mr. Laidback Matt Jones was his fave.
Sure.
Here's one. Mr. Monticello Elementary School classmate Bo Busby. A lot of people have talked about Buzz, now a retired heart surgeon, and then Mike Scott. This is from Mike, by the way. Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, Bo's a great guy. He's a great guy. 661-1037. Yeah, here's one, Atwater, Steve Atwater.
Oh,
yeah, again, here's a two for Atwater. So I wonder how old you got. Well, I tell you what, when you send your message, put your age on there. Here's one, 37 in Cedric Copps. Yeah, if that would have been about right from an A standpoint. Here's I'm 48, Quinn Grovey easily. Yeah, Quinn was a dominant player back then.
There was a few of them out there. I mean, Andre Ware was playing at that time.
Yeah. Someone said,
the other two suspended players were Donnie Bubba. Here it is. Just want to get that out of the way. I had to find it out myself. Cowens did not deny the scene that greeted play, blah, 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 but Cowens was gone. Other two players, Donnie Bobo and Michael Forrest. Okay. Wasn't those guys. So it was Michael Forrest, Donnie Bobo, and Ben Cowens.
So Ben Cowens was
Forte and Eckwood.
Yeah, they were before.
Absolutely. Yeah. So forgive me for that if I said those, but those are all names in that decade that got that.
We'll take a break. 661-1037. Yeah, put your name on there. We'll just continue to sort of walk down memory lane here, sort of in reference to Billy Ray being an idol for a certain age group. I guess if you were out of a Billy Ray, you'd 18 or younger, you'd have been.
What was he? When did he leave?
He left in 82. 82.
82?
Yeah, he was a senior in 82.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. What's crazy, I started as a sophomore for four games with that great defense. That was the number one defense in the nation. That was the one that went to play Eric Dickerson, got tied 10-10 in the
in the Cowboys Stadium. So you had a lot to live up to, Bob, when you got
Well, you know, again, I just try not to screw it up.
I think
somebody got hurt. I think it was Milton or Bert or somebody got hurt. So I had to start as a sophomore.
Whoever your Wally Pipp is, whatever it
Yeah. takes. All right, 661-1037 is the number. Glad you're with us. Glenn Campbell, going to take us a break.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny and real hot today, up to 100 degrees and heat index values over 105. So another heat advisory for this afternoon. Tonight, warm, mainly clear, a low of 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again with a high of 101. For The Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check-In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. And Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their heat and eat meal solution items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes along with a wide choice of entrees and sides, all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is chicken pot pie for only $7.49 per pound with twice baked potatoes for $4.99 per pound.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Roger Justin and Christian.
Miss Arkansas. Oh, another Roger song. Roger Scott song.
Razorbacks. All ears, listen up, old and young, both sides start doing whatever it takes.
2019.
We'll embrace the awfulness and what's been baneful. Need a win for heaven's sakes. Night and day, we're gonna be on guard. Everybody heed the hawk call. So whether we beg, steal, or borrow, we need a man that knows football. So the search is on, and Skip Holtz would be a big reach. Some say the same about Mike Leach. Coach Nutt would take it back, and Petrino made a call. Late and Gus are just funning. News about Urban Meyer is fake. The search is on, so no more heartache. Let the winner be our host.
All those guys' names were mentioned.
That was before Pittman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That could be applied to about two or three there.
Sure could.
A second.
Sure
wow.
could. Lane and Urban.
Yeah,
and
how about that?
And all those guys, yeah.
Houston would take it back.
Houston, Petrino made a call. You know
Petrino
he did.
Petrino made a call.
Sure did.
661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show today. And
great topic so far.
Yeah, it's one that everybody sort of remembers. I did this just because of I got a lot of comments about Billy Ray Smith.
Well, I'm throwing it out there right now. I mean, I fell in love with the Razorbacks, you know, and with Joe Ferguson and that bunch right there. But Ron Calcagni is a hero. Kevin Scanlon, no drop-off. Boom. Those guys.
The other thing about those two, Roger, they both had great teams. You were on national TV. You were winning. You get the Orange Bowl, and then Kevin comes back. You go to the Sugar Bowl versus Bear Bryant.
But what have all of y'all said? And maybe Calcagni and Scanlon as well. And I think you did too or whatever. I mean, the game was easy. Practice was tough. You didn't screw up in practice, and you knew going into the game, this is going to be a breeze. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
because of the coaches that you had on the staff, whether it be Holtz or all the staff that you had with Coach Hatfield.
Here's one of our buddy Jeff Hildebrand said, Bill Montgomery. Now, and I'll tell you, Tommy was a big fan of Bill Montgomery, too.
That's an age deal.
He was a star. It looked good, looked the part.
I know Bruce James's name was
Bruce
walking
is on
through my house when I was a kid, but I didn't know it at the time.
Listen to these. I love the different ages, too. I'm 28, and I remember Alex Tejada for some reason.
Absolutely.
That is not.
Well, listen.
I had a Tejada jersey. Steve Qualls, long before anybody else knew about Steve Qualls, and he was still locker room athletics, he made me two jerseys. One was a 53 David Basil, and one was, I want to say, number two, Alex Tejada, and I have them both. And I wore that jersey to the Razorback, maybe the Texas Bowl, and Bielema was still there. I wore that Tejada jersey. And one of his classmates came up to me and said, can I take a picture with you? I'm a friend of his.
But Tejada was with Petrino because, remember, that was one Petrino chewed him out so bad he would come to the sideline.
And one of those first.
I think he may have been with Nutt as well.
Who?
I thought
he was end of Nutt, beginning of Petrino. Or
did you say he was? Know. You said he was the Texas Bowl.
But here's the thing. I wore the jersey.
He was at the Liberty
at
Bowl,
that
the
time.
Cold Liberty Bowl.
I wore the jersey. Not saying that I wore it with him. I was a Tejada fan. Once, I mean, he still has PTSD at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Here's,
you're waking up.
Here's another 65-year-old who says Montgomery and Bruce James.
Of course.
Steve Little, Ish Ordonez, kicks. We mentioned that.
Steve Cox, Ish Ordonez.
Because wasn't Zach Hawker the kicker for Petrino mostly?
Yeah, that's funny. So one of our listeners said, I've got a 14-year-old, and Cam Little was his.
Wow.
Think about this. If you're following Razorbacks now, he's been the most notable player, right, that's gone on from here to the pros.
Well,
Tesla didn't really do anything here, but he's been pretty good in the pros so far.
Who?
Tesla.
Yeah. But it's got to be Cam. Cam's got more attention just because of the long field goals. Yeah. 661 here, 1037, Tony Bua. He says, I'm 39. Shebest, Sugar Shane, is 51. Here's what hadn't been mentioned. I'm 43 and Madre Hill. Listen, Madre would have been a fun one to say that's sort of my guy. Gary Anderson, here's one who's, I'm 59
love
years
Gary
old, Gary Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm 36 and I just started watching Razorback football, and I love watching Tony Bua light people up. He was fun. 58 years old, and Steve Atwater, in addition to Little.
No doubt. I'm going to forget until somebody mentions that. Well, of course. But when you go back to Ferguson, Forte, Cowens, Donnie Bobo, who the other in that era, and then you start getting all the quarterbacks that we had, all the kickers that we had.
We had great quarterbacks and kickers.
And then you linebackers and the front line and all that. There was just a lot of teammate. There was just a team thing.
Here's one from the 870. Didn't give an H here. And this is a name that had been mentioned. Alex Collins.
Yeah, that's great.
Felix Jones and Treylon Burks. So Burks, he had a nice Razorback career that was fun to watch. He said the losing years that my faves have been Jalen Catalon and Jaquindon Jackson. Catalon didn't play very long. He didn't play much.
I forgot about Jaquindon. He was pretty good.
He got hurt two or three years in a row.
Yeah, he did. Someone says I'm 35 and Matt Jones and Elijah Boutu. Remember Elijah Boutu, the short linebacker? Here's a Barry Foster. I'm still a Steelers fan to this day because of him. Yeah, Barry Foster was another. Again, there were so many good players over the years that if, when you're growing up, you know. I never got to do this. It would have been fun, Roger, to go to a Razorback game and be an 8-year old and or 12-year old with your family or whatever and see somebody you like, or you're watching on TV every week and you're, like you said, you're waiting to see Kevin Scanlon or Cal Cagney. That's why it's so weird, too, Christian. You know, when Roger's around Cal, you know, Roger sort of morphs back into.
I do.
You know, 14-year-old Roger.
And I see Scanlon at the Touchdown Club as well. And when I see him, I mean, of course, it's got to be weird for them. I don't know how much older they are than me, but I'm 62 years old.
Yeah, I think they're only 4 or 5.
I know. Yeah. So you see a 62-year-old creeper coming at you.
But think about this. If he's 20. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still, you know, 16.
Yeah.
You know, you're 16 years old, which you're still in those impressionable years.
Yeah, Adam's apple drop.
And then, boy, you go back and watch some of those teams and how well-coached they are. You watch them coming off the line, you know, under Holtz, and think, man, that is a well-coached, and those dudes are going toe-to-toe.
You were there?
Yeah. 661-1037.
What about your teammates? Throughout some of the, did you like some of your teammates play?
Think about that one, that 82 team where you had Steve Court, second round draft, strongest guy in college football, benching 600 pounds. Yeah. And then you got Gary Anderson, you mentioned Billy Ray Smith, Danny Walters, Jesse Clark. I mean, Jay Beckett, you did Ron Farrow, first round draft choice. You have Bert Zinnemann, Milton Fields. I mean, you had that 82 team, and then you transitioned to, you know, the team with Brad Taylor, you mentioned Brad Taylor and Shea Best. And then Marshall Foreman, remember him?
Yes.
Marshall Foreman, James Rouse. Remember James Rouse?
Absolutely.
So anyway, it's just sort of fun going back and, you know, especially when things don't go as well. And as Roger mentioned, if you're a kid today, you've struggled to have to find anybody to root for because they haven't been successful. They just, you know, they've had
your mind wanders. There's, you know, I mean, you can be a Razorback fan, but if they're not winning, then you don't see the excitement with your mom and dad or uncles and whatever watching the game and all that. Maybe you're going back to, you know, doing something else.
Yeah, if you're 12 or 15 and you've been watching the last 10 years of football, you really haven't seen a lot of good. You've seen
a lot of good, yeah.
Yeah, you know, KJ Jefferson, if you're a kid.
He was fun.
He was a dominant player for a while, you know. And that one year they won 9 games and won all the trophies, that if you're a kid that was 8 years old, you probably. Who was a running back for KJ?
He had a couple, but.
I can't think of the running back yet. Who was the main running back with KJ Jefferson?
Now I can't even remember.
So he had Burks at receiver. And I can't even think of the defensive player. I can't think of any defensive players on that team that went down to I should know that because we watched them. We had not done NIL. Did we do NIL that year? I think we did. No, because we just started showing Justin.
Was it Rocket Sanders for a year? Rocket was with KJ.
Rocket Sanders, but I don't think that year at the Outback Bowl was Rocket. Maybe it was. I don't know. I see there was another star player beside KJ was MVP of the game.
Pittman,
I know that.
Pittman was NIL era.
We started the show, Roger. Remember, that was the first day that January 1.
Yeah,
so going forward,
because wasn't it, I think right. Rocket Sanders and AJ Green were both freshmen.
AJ Green, good Lord. Yeah. Someone says here, 47, Kenoy Kennedy. You know, he's not one I've got to the Touchdown Club. I'd like to get him. He's a, remember, who was the safety? The two safeties they had, Kenoy Kennedy. He was the other great safety that Arkansas had that was so good. Oh, my gosh. I think he was before Kennedy. They had
Batman.
Somebody put Batman in here.
Is that right?
Somebody was 43 put Batman. I just get, who was the other darn safety?
You had Batman, you had Hamlin, you had all those guys that were, I mean, those were guys that they may not have transitioned into the next level, but they were.
Ken Hamlin. Thank you.
Yeah,
Ken Hamlin. That's it. Hamlin and Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, just reminiscing a little bit.
I said Hamlin.
Oh, you just said Hamlin.
He did.
So 28, let's see, where is that, though? The Wildcat duo. Yeah, listen, if you're a kid and you were growing up during that,
you're the triplets there.
Oh, my gosh. You're talking about
Hillis, too, yeah.
Hillis, too?
Yeah, absolutely, Hillis. All three you of can't them. Throw him
that, those no. were Listen, those were fun years for 50-year-olds.
You got that right, Jerry.
For older Razorback fans. All right, it's reminiscing a little bit. Rick Schaefer and John Daly coming up. Don't go away, 6:45.
Life can get pretty busy and hectic. You're rushing from one place to another trying to keep up with the daily grind. But here's the thing. When you're behind the wheel, that rush can be dangerous. Driving just a little over the speed limit might not seem like a big deal, but in a collision with a pedestrian or a cyclist, those few extra miles per hour could mean the difference between life and death. Getting somewhere a couple of minutes faster, not worth someone's life. So let's all look out for each other by following those posted speed limits. And while we're talking about it, let's keep these other tips in mind. Put that phone down. You can't watch out for pedestrians and cyclists when you're looking at a text. Are you alert, calm, and focused when you drive? If not, rethink your habits. And seriously, don't block crosswalks when you stop at intersections. Last but not least, avoid alcohol and drugs when driving. They impair your judgment and reaction time. Walking or biking on our roads shouldn't feel dangerous, so let's look out for each other when we're behind the wheel. Drive aware, Arkansas. Save lives. This is a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho, think UAMS. Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Arkansans recently bade farewell to legendary Razorback Bill Burnett. His ability to get the football in the end zone was only matched by the difference he made in countless lives. Burnett's leadership in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was a natural outgrowth of his faith in the Lord, and he was never shy about sharing his faith with others. Arkansas is a better place because of Bill Burnett. May God bless his family and make his memory a blessing for generations. If you want to be part of a winning team, put your application in at doublebees.com, and you can work for a successful Arkansas company serving Arkansans. We would love to have you on the Double B's team. Double B's, it's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win-win-win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win-win-winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Time is running out on the Summertime Auto Loan Special at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26 year models. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing your current auto loan. No payment until the fall, with no payments due for the first 90 days, and financing up to 84 months is also available. Apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics, with locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village, staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Oh, man. Good stuff right there. Best of my love on this August 11th, 6:50. Glad you're with us. Coming up shortly, Rick Schaefer, brought to you by our good friends over at Edwards Food Giant. We appreciate them. A great company they have. And John Daly coming up, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. Thanks to Steve and Michelle Pirtle. They've been in the business a long time. Number one Honda Power Sports dealer in Arkansas and the number three largest in the United States. We'll also visit with Chuck Gatlin a little bit later. We've got Family Feud to play, brought to you by Southern Bank. Of course, Chuck is brought to you by McLarty Volkswagen Mazda.
We'll give away a $50 gift card that was given to us by Family Market last Thursday at the big ribbon cutting at their new store at the Mountain Pine Cutoff. And Baz, if Jessica is listening, or if anyone down in Hope is listening, could you get a hold of Runt and let him know that he does know how to grow watermelon? We cracked it open. Yeah. I've been chilling it since we got it last week. And was able to open it. Oh my gosh, dude. What a sweet, sweet melon that Ron had. Thanks to everybody that was down there at that festival.
If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037, in light of losing Billy Ray Smith, I got a lot of comments about he was, you know, one of my early idols. And so, and then hearing some reminiscing between Rick, which we'll visit with later, about Lou Holtz. I started thinking about who everybody's first idol was, and got a lot of them, and so we'll just continue to go through these during the show. Here's one that says T.J. Hammond and Dominique Johnson, and that's they were running backs. I remember now Dominique Johnson was a really good running back. I don't think he played much after that. I remember him having a good game.
He's a bowling ball.
Yeah, I think he had like 7 or 8 yards of carry in T.J. Hammond.
Yeah,
you really
Did
you know
get
Roger.
Injured?
He might have. Yeah, you didn't really need it because you had KJ and Burks. KJ would do it himself. Somebody was making the point, boy, watch out for, because Kendall Briles is now at South Carolina with Lenore Sellers, and that's like a KJ Jefferson, so watch out with him. Good point. Here's one of the 870 in 1986. I watched the Hogs against Rice and Houston and vividly remember Craig O'Neill acting crazy. I was 16. Love that. I love that people are, I think this person is 54. Sean Andrews was one of his favorite, but I love that you can be in your 50s. And remember going to a game, and this, you have those kind of memories that stand out. Did y'all hear Rick Schaefer yesterday talking about Morgana? Yeah, I'm the one who set that call up, so we'll get him to go back. And he didn't back off. Randy kept saying, "Would you say it again?" He said it again. He had a name and description for Morgana. Let's see here. I wish you could get Pat McAfee, the Touchdown Club. He's so hot right now, I can't get him. It's just too big. He's got too much stuff going on. But I think he would be a great one to get. Let's see here. Someone tell Raj that Ken Hamlin played 9 years in the NFL, including 4 for the Seahawks and 3 for the Cowboys. I remember him playing for the Cowboys for a few years.
Well, what is somebody saying? What did I say?
I don't know. I just said, hey, tell him he
I
was
remember
in,
him
in,
as,
not,
a,
not,
a,
who,
as both.
Who had the better career, Hamlin or Kanoa Kennedy in the pros? They both had pretty good.
Well, I know, but I remember Hamlin for those years. I mean, he was a stud. When we Cowboys, we got him after a excellent career with Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who had the better. Maybe it was Hamlin that had the better one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Caleb Miller and Bumper Pool. Okay, that's more recent. If you're a young
Miller, Who was the first one?
Caleb Miller. He was another linebacker. He was from previous year. I just blank on what year Caleb Miller was, but he was a linebacker along with Bumper Pool.
I remember Bumper Pool.
Yeah. Somebody said Fred Talley. Nobody mentions Fred Talley. Fred Talley, this is from a 40-year-old listener from the 870. Boy, this is another thing, Roger. We're getting to see how old our listeners are. The range. Yeah, Fred Talley. Nobody talks about Fred Talley. Nobody talks about Fred. Fred Talley probably, yards per carry, had to be one of the greatest Razorback running backs of all time. Undersized. Yep. Nobody gave him much attention.
Out of Terrell, Texas, Kanoa Kennedy spent 4 years with the Broncos from 0 to 2004. And, 05 to 07 with the Detroit Lions. So there you go.
Both of them had really good pro careers.
Sure.
For the 479, Atwater. Here's another one for Atwater. Another one. Here's one. I always loved the biggest line in all of football for a year. That was fun. It was. As a matter of fact, that was Sam Pittman's team, offensive line, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if Bray Cook played in that. Bray Cook is now the player relations guy at Fayetteville. But that was fun. I sort of liked that one.
It was huge.
Here, hey, how about this?
All, you hear what he said? All of football.
Yeah, and the pros, too. How about this? This is fun, Roger. Recent history for me. This is Luke and Fordyce. Luke, I don't know how old you are. Grant Morgan.
Sure.
You know, Grant Morgan. He's a solid player. Yeah, he's like a Tony Bua.
Yeah.
He was sort of undersized.
And his brother stepped up, too. And
yeah, his brother was
a huge receiver, huge player.
That's what blank on his first name.
Drew.
Drew was an all-SEC performer.
Yeah, he
sure
good.
Was. And the other thing is Arkansas. Yeah, Rakeem Boyd was – I just don't remember if Rakeem Boyd played in that the bowl down in Tampa.
He didn't.
But Boyd was the guy who was on that show, right, the Second Chance U, and we got him at A&M. Yeah. He had one good year.
He did.
He wasn't McFadden. He had the War of the Five, but he couldn't – he was fast, but he wasn't McFadden.
He had
McFadden.
One good year, yeah.
Yeah. This one, I'm 72-year-old Bobby Burnett, may he rest in peace. I remember listening to the broadcast on the radio by Bud Campbell. For those of you in your 20s and 30s, when you're in your 70s, that's what you had to do because all the games weren't televised, and that's where you locked in, and there were so many radio stations.
Arkansas, Texas was every year. I mean, that was always on. And then again, if we played if Houston or an A&M game, we might have got that second game, and then a bowl game.
Yeah. Here's when I'm 57 years old. Freddie Childress, my old teammate, Quinn Grovey, and Donnie Centers. We found out he's living here in Arkansas somewhere. Where did I see the other day? Was it in Hope? Was it in Fordyce? I ran into somebody said he's retired. He used to drive semi-trucks. Somebody let me know what city he's in here in Arkansas. He's not from Arkansas. He's from Texas, I believe.
Jacob Short's giving us Ahmad Batman Carroll.
Yeah, I saw a couple for him.
Mike Mobley is Tony Boer was a fan favorite, and then Tony Cherico. So
Tony was fun, man. He was an undersized guy. He was tough to block, All-American. Here's one, Grant Garrett and Burlesworth. I'm 46. That's from the 706. That's way over in Georgia. Yeah, listen, you know, Burlesworth at the time, we had no idea what he was going to become. No. And what was going to happen to him. But we appreciated that year. That was a transition from Danny Ford
to Houston.
And Grant Garrett and Burlesworth and all those guys looked horrible the last year Danny Ford and Houston not made them winners. It was pretty darn impressive. A.J. Green, that was the one that maybe another running back. We mentioned Christian.
Yeah, he was with Rocket. They were both freshmen together, I believe.
What player did they call Peanut? It was the quarterback, wasn't it, Roger? What was his name?
Peanut Adams.
Wow. You know, I think he started a year. Yeah. Is he the one that turned to be the state trooper? I think he was the one who ended up being a state trooper.
Yeah.
A nice guy.
Was there another Peanut? Who left and then went down to Mississippi, Louisiana? Who was that? What quarterback was that?
Where? Oh, yeah, that was a big boy. That was a big giant. A tugboat.
Oh, yeah.
Tugboat. What is it?
No, steamboat.
Steamboat.
Didn't we have a black quarterback that left here and then...
I don't know.
One steamboat that I'm thinking of.
So was it have a Tony Bua Arkansas game? Oh, wow. Tony Bua game helmet. Kobe Hamilton game helmet was signed by him in Mallet. Yeah, those were good ones. All right, just reminiscing a little bit, thinking of our favorite Razorbacks as we were growing up and watching the Hogs. Yeah, listen, I don't care whether you're 70 or 80 or whether you're 15. Everybody's got somebody you remember watching and loving to see. And good days. All right, don't go away. 7 o'clock.
Game time or play time. We're here all the time.
I wish you had more time.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart.